News from UNIFIL. In a clear violation of UN Security Council Resolution 1701, the Israel Defense Forces now occupy 5 positions inside the Lebanese territory, limiting the Lebanese army's ability to deploy fully and jeopardizing the fragile calm along the Blue Line. One of those locations is near a UNIFIL position in Labouni, where peacekeepers remained throughout the conflict despite repeated strikes on the base. During a visit there, UNIFIL deputy spokesperson Candice Ardeal described what they faced on the ground.
It's a position that's sensitive because it's right on the Blue Line. It's a position that's right beside an IDF position on the Israeli side of the Blue Line. And since the conflict, the IDF has also built a second position nearby that we can see from the position, from the watchtower here. During the conflict, peacekeepers stayed here. It was there was a very active conflict in this area. This base was hit several times. Its walls were damaged and had to be repaired. Peacekeepers were in the bunkers quite often, but they continued to monitor and report from this position. And they continue to stay here now, and peacekeepers will continue to remain in position and in solidarity with peace and with security and stability on the Blue Line.
UNIFIL has been urging all parties to respect Resolution 1701 in order to prevent escalation and restore calm in this volatile area.
The IDF has built a position here in Labouni on Lebanese territory. This is a violation of Resolution 1701. They continue to undertake foot patrols just about every day around our UN position and inside Lebanese territory, also a violation of Resolution 1701. UNIFIL reiterates that we urge the IDF to withdraw from Lebanese territory to allow the Lebanese army to deploy completely and ensure the security and stability of this area.
UNIFIL Italian peacekeepers visited Albazuriye on 10 June to strengthen cooperation with local authorities and support the community. During a meeting at the municipal building, Italian contingent commander Colonel Giacomo Tricase and the mayor Hussein Srour discussed the municipality's most pressing needs, including waste, water and electricity issues. Later, in a ceremony attended by local officials, peacekeepers donated 58 tires and 17 batteries to the municipality for use in emergency vehicles. The initiative reaffirmed peacekeepers' continued commitment to the people of South Lebanon. On 9 June, Indonesian peacekeepers carried out a community support activity in Robet Latin in South Lebanon. Working alongside the local residents, they cleaned public spaces, painted school walls, and helped green the village environment. The initiative aimed to ease the community's burden while strengthening trust and cooperation. Village leaders welcomed the effort, saying it brought both practical help and renewed hope. The peacekeepers stressed their commitment to continuing such efforts in support of peace and development in South Lebanon. On 5 June, Indian peacekeepers in South Lebanon marked World Environment Day by organizing a large-scale tree plantation drive. The event brought together representatives from the Lebanese Ministry of Agriculture, mayors and mukhtars, NGOs, and UNIFIL personnel. Around 800 saplings, including cedar trees, were planted across villages and UN positions within the Indian peacekeepers' area of responsibility. The India-Lebanon Friendship Park in Al-Fardis was also revitalized as part of the initiative. The campaign promoted environmental protection and strengthened ties between peacekeepers and local communities.